اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRAB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We really welcome you all. Thank you so much for joining us today. And here are again some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Fawad Haider, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Sayyid Ali Nasir. I really welcome you all. Salaam alaikum, and how are you? Fine?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Fawad?
Fine, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Everything all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Ali Nasir? How about you?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Okay, that's great. That's great. So, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, today, inshallah, we'll be working on verses number 52 and 53 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So, I want you to stay with us till the end of this session, brothers and sisters who are listening to us. Before we start explaining about this verse and doing the tajweed rules, let's together listen to these two verses. All right, are you ready to do it together, to practice it together?
Yes.
Yeah, the reading?
Sir.
Oh, that's great. So, brothers and sisters, make sure you have your Quran with you. Turn to page 8 and verse number 52 and also verse number 53 of Surah Al-Baqarah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ثم عفونا عنكم من بعد ذلك لعلكم تشكرون
ثم عفونا عنكم من بعد ذلك لعلكم تشكرون.
Next ayah.
وإذ آتينا موسى الكتاب والفرقان لعلكم تهتدون.
وإذ آتينا موسى الكتاب والفرقان لعلكم تهتدون.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Thank you. ثم عفونا عنكم translates to then we excused you after that. Okay, we forgive you. Okay. من بعد ذلك. I will tell you what does من بعد ذلك. من بعد what? After what? Okay. لعلكم تشكرون. So that you might give thanks or you might be thankful. So, من بعد ذلك. What do you think? What does it mean? It was in the previous ayah. When Prophet Musa alayhi salam went to worshiping God in the mountain, okay, for 40 days, yeah, for 40 days, then in that time, in that period of time, okay, it means the Prophet was not there. Prophet Aaron alayhi salam was there, okay, but they didn't really follow Prophet Aaron, okay. So the people turned to disbelievers and they started worshiping a young cow.
Yes.
A calf, yes. Then Allah Almighty says, "Wa antum zalimun." Yes? You are wrongdoers. So in this ayah, Allah Almighty says, okay, no problem. We forgive you. Allah Almighty forgive them, okay? Forgive them for being like so long wrongdoers or disbelievers. Allah Almighty forgive them. Min ba'di dhalik la'allakum tashkurun. So that you might be thankful to Allah Almighty. To be thankful to Allah Almighty doesn't mean that we say only, oh, thank you, God, you forgive us. No. To be thankful, one thing I should tell you, this is the important point in this ayah, okay? That Allah Almighty has blessed us with a lot of things, okay? Has bestowed us, bestowed upon us a lot of things. So if we want to be thankful, there is a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, I think. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, to be thankful for the blessings of Allah Almighty, gratitude or giving thanks to Allah Almighty is this, that you should use His blessings in the best way, in the way that Allah Almighty has assigned, appointed, okay? Now, if Allah Almighty has given us eyes, our eyes must see the things that Allah Almighty has allowed. If Allah Almighty has best owed us upon us, like our ears with ears, okay, we have to listen to things that Allah Almighty has allowed us. Okay? If we do just the opposite, it means you are not thankful to Allah Almighty. Beside doing guna, for example, sin, okay? Beside doing sin, you have not used the blessings of Allah Almighty in the appropriate way. Alright? So this is an important thing. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. To be thankful to Allah Almighty is to be thankful to the guidance that Allah Almighty has given. Okay? Prophet is there, so he gives you guidance. Make sure you use the guidance in the best way. وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ. The next ayah says, when, remember, the time when we gave Musa alayhi salam al-kitab, the Tawrat, okay? And the criterion. You know, Furqan means a book, okay, or something that distinguishes between wrong and right. That's called Furqan. Farq, that differentiates or distinguishes between wrong and right. That's called Furqan. All right? Quran, the name of Quran is also Furqan, which distinguishes the right and wrong. All right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Allah Almighty gave him the Tawrat. So, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. So, that you might be,
maybe
guided. Right. Guided. You might be guided, okay? So it means that the book that Allah Almighty sends to the Prophet, that's for the guidance.
Yes.
Okay. So guys, now let's go for the Tajweed rules here. And the Tafasir, I mean, books you have to refer to for more explanation. Brothers and sisters who are listening to us. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? آيات الله حمتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات. Be with Let's Recite the Quran. غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي. The Tajweed rules in these two verses are so simple. No difficult ones, okay? Let's go. Let's see. ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَ. Pronunciation of عَيْن. Before عَيْن, ثَ. ثَ. ثُمَّ. If you have problem doing this, ثَ, the same as that, you got to bring your tongue out a little, okay? Bite a little, not too much hard to hurt yourself, okay? ثَ. 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 ثُمَّ. It is the same as the pronunciation of TH in English that we have.
Yeah.
I think. Not the same, exactly the same, but a little. Yes. Okay. Think. Okay. ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا. All right. عنكم نون نون ساكن plus كاف
إخفاء
إخفاء is applied but I told you that إخفاء in قاف كاف شين صاد ضاد طاظة a little different now كاف you have to hide the sound of نون as if the listener understands that the next letter is
كاف
عنك
yes
عنكم عنكم right ثم عفونا عنكم right can you repeat ثم عفونا عنكم
ثم عفونا عنكم
احسن you got stretch it for two counts three counts okay اخفى next one عنكم ميم plus ميم فواد فواد tells this ادغام مثلين simple عنكم all right then من بعدي اقلاب نون ساكين plus با ما شاء الله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله فواد he knows everything now تجويد is just a piece of cake for him yeah he knows all the rules okay من بعدي نون ساكين plus با how do you say this حسين
من بعدي
yes
نون ساكن plus
با إقلاب so من recite بعدي. من بعدي ما شاء الله من بعدي a nasal sound is also produced here yeah. من بعدي ذلك ذلك alright لعلكم لعل إدغام but without غنة لعلام لام إدغام مثلين also لعلكم تشكرون right there is no other point easy and a مد عارض للسكون is here also تشكرون stretch it yes for four counts five counts
yes.
لعلكم تشكرون it's a natural mad but you change it to مد عارض للسكون here
so what was the like thing when we should apply this
when we have a natural mad
natural mad when we are two ending counts. The verse
yeah when we stop there okay the verse ends You can. It's permissible. You can stretch it for more counts, okay? Four counts, five counts. It's called mad arid lisukun. You stretch the sound because of stopping here.
Mm-hmm.
Next ayah, وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ But if you if you connect them, مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ Okay.
Yes.
One rule is here. I told you, whenever you have mad letters, alif mad, Like Musa, Waw Mad,
and Ya
like
Mad.
For example.
Ya
Waw Mad, Ya Mad, sorry. Ya Mad, like Fil Kitab. So here, we have Mad letters. We need to stretch the sound for two counts. Then, the next word has starts with a Hamzatul Wasl. So if we have this case, we do not prolong the sound of Mad letters. We change them to simple or short sounds, right? Musa instead of Musa, you say Musa, and join it to the next word. Musa al kitab.
So wow, there's no here long is sound. A mad.
Huh?
Here is a wow mad.
No ya mad.
Ya mad.
Sorry, alif mad. It's alif maqsura. Musa alif maqsura. Okay. So alif maqsura, the mad is changed to a short vowel sound fatha. Musa al kitab. Do not say, وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ This الْكِتَابَ
So here, الكتاب. Wow should not be prolonged?
Wow, we don't have wow, yeah. We have alif mat, sorry.
Before seen.
Oh, Musa, that one is prolonged. I mean that sa, that alif mad, okay? That's wow mat. Musa, I was wondering, there is no wow here, Musa, sa, there is no wow.
Someone did not prolong.
okay. Musa al-kitaba wal-furqana furqana ra. There is a dhamma sound before. It's also pronounced with a heavy sound. Furqana wal again. Al-furqan, if you do not say that wow. If you start from furqan.
Yeah.
And wal-furqan, you skip hamzatul wasl.
Yes.
لعلكم تهتدون تهتدون
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you stop on kitab?
وإذا أتينا موسى الكتاب There is no sign of stopping, so it's better not to stop. But even if you
so
stop...
So if you're starting from Furqan, can you say you should start from Waw?
Yeah, it's itself. better to start from waw. Okay? Because if you say al-furqana, the meaning changes. What? Because al-furqana is the object of atayna, okay? And according to grammar, okay? So you gotta kind of put them together, yes. Read them together.
One.
Okay? Do not separate them. So that's all about these two verses. A short explanation was given. Make sure you refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, interpretations. And the Tajweed rules, listen to us again, inshallah, okay? Practice. That's all. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. And if you have any question, nothing?
No.
Okay. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Xavier International School. We'll be here with you, inshallah. Thank you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان